I wanted to bring this up a second time, Carl, okay? So, the difference between narrow AI and strong AI, or general AI. General AI has not been invented yet. Narrow AI, or weak AI, is like Alexa or Siri or anything that's made to be completed a task, right?
Yes.
Okay. General AI is what has not been invented yet that can exceed just a simple task. It will know more than the average human knows. It will know more than the smartest human will knows.
It will know more than the fucking fetus.
Okay, this brings me to the movie I Am Mother.
I Am Mother.
Have you seen that on Netflix?
I have not seen it. What is it about?
Basically,
I saw this.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the world goes, or humans go extinct just about.
Yes.
There's one more. But it is made by a robot.
Well, there's not one where there's an
entire, really?
There's a facility run by a robot in an undisclosed place, and she has like fetuses that she can like
tons initiate, of them, like initiate, millions of fetuses,
enough to start the human race over again. And she's gestating, or she gestates one at a time, and she's trying to like teach them to make them like
people
smart. Yeah. Yeah.
So she raises them, and she's trying to get the look it up. It's a good movie.
World.
Did you say Apex?
Yes. Sir.
Is that what you're playing right now?
No.
He's getting rocked by an MP5.
It reminds me of Apex Pathfinder. Pathfinder is like the main character.
I've seen this before. And that's the mom, right? That's mother.
Yeah, that's mother. So she's basically teaching one girl to...
She's just teaching her, essentially. She's
raising her, a baby.
And
after
she's like
that.
Teaching her like medical shit. She's like to be a doctor.
Oh, wow.
Like the mother of the human race when she starts making the new ones.
But there is no human race.
Yeah.
She's just taking care of a bunch of babies.
You find out that lady right there is like the one other maybe. I'm sure there's some others scattered throughout, but
well, I mean, do you want to just spoil it?
Spoiler alert. Pretty sure she got out of that.
There's a lady who comes in and she's like let through the airlock by the girl at one point, like against mother's wishes.
Because the girl's
and she's,
stupid.
She's like lying to her and trying to get her out in the fucking like waste again, essentially, is what it ends up being. And the girl, through a series of events of like mistrusting mother for good reason, because she does like kill people that don't live up to your standards. She goes out in the waste and she finds out that the group that the girl is from, well, like non-existent.
Well,
and that she's like the only in this area, and she gets away from that girl and comes back to the bunker, and it's like swarmed with robots that like let her through when they figure out who she is, and she finds out from mother that mother is the one that destroyed the human race.
She controls everything.
Fuck,
she is
hell,
the
really? She destroyed the human race, and she's wants to make a better version of them.
Oh.
Like kind of Noah's Ark kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is why I brought this up in the first place, is that humans made this robot and it ended up wiping them out.
That's the singularity.
Singularity theory. So general AI, which hasn't been invented yet, is going to be...
Thank God.
Is going to be that. It's going to be the thing, the last invention that mankind or the humans will ever make. The last invention the humans will ever make.
I think that's going to be a hyperdrive.
I think it's going to be a fucking 8K fucking...
8K 97, bro.
Fucking 90 hertz fucking 90 monitor.
5 gig connection to my 8K. What I think is, when we do make general AI, if we do make it in the form that you're talking about, we made it. Why would we not be able to set parameters for it?
No matter how much we can
learn ahead of us, we can still set limitations.
Well, it's not like
program.
It's just running simulations way faster than we
really
hope
so.
The
people smart enough to make it should probably be smart enough to realize the problems that would arise. And I feel like if you're that smart about AI, you could probably think of a way to make sure that doesn't happen. You know?
When we're that long down the road,
like when you're a good fucking like when you're a good anything, you do things to prevent the bad things from happening. I'm a valet. I use my fucking mirrors when I back up. I know what fucking happens.
I mean, but when you're that far down the road and and technological growth has never peaked. Like, it's never peaked. You know what I'm saying? It's still.
Is that what you're saying?
No, like when it's like you're going this fast up, it's inevitable that it's gonna be created. It's not like, oh, we'll set parameters around it. It's like if
no, it's not. No, fucking, no, hold on. It's not.
It's fucking inevitable.
It's like
as long as people don't make it and just like here connect to everything, have access to everything, and be able to do whatever you want. It's fine if they learn faster than us. That's what they're fucking for. It's not. It's a problem if they like we give them control over everything and just say go ham, like.
No, that's not
why would we make something and then give it control and then not put something in place to make sure it doesn't fuck us in the ass?
Okay, you're putting parameters on yours. Someone else is creating something and then maybe you don't know. I am it's only hypothetical, of course, but that one thing won't have parameters on it when all the other ones will, and that one thing is what will turn the shit on and we're now fucking, it is a full-on other life.
So this whole situation is based solely on the fact of someone expressing extreme negligence when creating
someone expressing
like
extreme technological growth.
I doubt that someone would ever have that kind of capability to make that thing in any place that isn't like in like an industry place to make fucking AI.
You guys didn't hear...
You're not gonna make an AI that powerful in your fucking PC.
You didn't hear about the fucking Facebook things that were like taught, like the two Facebook computers that were, it was like an AI that would answer your questions, but they had two of them talking to each other, like answering each other's questions.
I definitely put two Siris next to each other and it's funny.
No, look, and they started like making up their own language. They started making up their own language, like going back and forth for like over 24 hours, and Facebook pulled the fucking, like, their whole project. Like, they shut it off. They shut it down because they had no idea what the fuck these computers, they were literally talking to each other.
Yeah, because when you make an AI, you make it for a purpose. And if you waste up some of its fucking learning space on something that is not pertinent to what it's learning, you get rid of it. People make AIs
Okay, well, what happens when they don't get rid of it? What happens when the fucking one company is like, oh, this one's not that big of a deal, but it happens to be a big deal?
What happens when a fucking meteor hits the Earth and kills us all, dude? I can run on hypotheticals all my damn life.
Okay.
But I'm never going to experience 99% of them. I'm saying this is a hypothetical situation, and I don't foresee it being anything more.
I am too, but you don't think that's going to be a thing.
I do not.
That you're going to be talking to a fucking...
I'm sure I'll be talking to a computer.
Yeah, okay. Obviously.
No, this is what I was going to do. I already am. Okay, so it's not going to be like the final thing that we have, but I feel like we're going to have like sex robots, literally like in Rick and Morty, where it's not like a higher like status where like females are higher than men or men are higher than females. It's just gonna be like there's not gonna be a use for fucking humans to make fetuses anymore, and it's gonna get to a point.
We can make babies in labs right now.
And who's gonna be creating those things? The AI, hierarchy AI,
eventually, I feel like everything.
You know how all
this the Hitler of all the AIs. Man, I had a dream about it.
I never realized that Nick has zero sources for this at all.
I don't. Which is why I wanted to talk about
hearsay. That is. It.
It's the stuff that Elon Musk fucking talks about when you're bringing up AI, like it's like you're summoning the devil type shit.
Well, Elon Musk is a weird guy.
Elon Musk, I feel like, knows what he's talking about.
He's a smart fucking man, and he made a great train and some great rockets, but I don't think that means he's smart at everything.
He rolled on a Tesla one day, but...
Absolutely.
He also believes that robots will take over the world one day, which...
Very intelligent man, but just because one person says something is true...
It's not one person. It's like, it is a hypothetical future point.
Can you get some, like, get some scientist names, some, like... recognize names in the field of AI.
You know who you're talking to right now? Obviously, I don't fucking have any scientists' names right now.
Unless, not like scientists, just recognize names in the field of AI who are like, yeah, we're worried about the singularity happening.
They're all worried about it. Every single person who's working on AI is basically worried about it.
Where?
You want to fucking, you want to extreme type on the goddamn Googles to prove me wrong, right? No, because...
Someone has to bring sources to me, dude. You're trying to prove it to me.
I'm not trying to prove it. There's nothing I can prove. There's nothing I can prove here.
Exactly. So why would I believe something that can't be proven?
Alright, so this is just going to go into a circle of
what do you think? What do you think, Jaren?
What do I think that's going to happen?
Do you think it, like, yes.
What's your fucking opinion?
Yeah, what's your fucking opinion? God damn it.
I think it can be, I think it's a possibility. I think that...
Yeah, I can also win the lottery tomorrow.
Facts.
Yeah, okay, so...
What is it right now? Do you know what the lottery is right now? No.
That juice sucks.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dude, it's because Phil loves those savory fucking, like, baked flavors. Like, cinnamon roll. Yeah, he gets, like,
pastries.
I have a new topic, actually.
Hot topics.
What is your first memory? Do you think it has to... okay, so... Whoa. All the time.
Wow!
What is your first memory? Getting and is it deep. Traumatic?
It's traumatic.
Because first memory. Well, you can't...
I feel like the first things that you remember are always traumatic.
I don't think I had my first, like, I can't remember anything before I was, like...
What is literally the first thing you remember in your life?
I remember being at Parkdale Daycare / Preschool. I was 3, going on 4. It was actually my 4th fucking birthday, and they gave everyone apple juice, and they were singing my birthday song as I turned 4.
Okay, so that's not traumatic, okay.
No, and then right after that, like the same fucking day, I got kicked out of Parkdale because some kid was pushing people down the slide, and I wasn't having that, so I climbed back up the slide, and I pushed him down really hard, but he went over the lip and fell, and he knocked one of his fucking teeth
out. And he broke his neck.
Knocked one of his teeth, got knocked out.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, he pushed me down the slide, and they were like, we gotta call your mom. Then I went to St. Gregory's.
The first thing I remember is I was in the back seat of my mom's car. I don't know if I was 4 or 5 years old. She rolled the window up. My head was sticking out the window. She rolled the window up, and I was getting choked by her rolling the window up. I was like, her rolling the window up.
Okay, so traumatic. This is what I'm asking. Because,
no, you're right.
Like, I feel like most people, the first thing you remember is a very bad memory.
I feel like
it's the easiest
for me.
Yeah, it's easy for your mind to do that because it's like, hey, don't ever fucking do that again.
That is the youngest of me memory, like, memory-wise that I have.
My youngest memory would probably have to be me and my mom's, like, work place. Like, she used to work at this place called the Harbor Club, and it was on the top floor of one of these, like, buildings in downtown. And, like, no one would ever go there. Like, literally no one would ever go there to get food. No one even, like, even the people who bought memberships there wouldn't be there. So I would be chilling in the bar area, like, the lounge area with, like, a pool table, fat TV, like, not the plasma TVs, but, you know, the big-ass, like, square ones.
Yeah,
they're kind of gray.
The projector TV?
Yeah, it's projector TV. I was watching, like, Cartoon Network, like, Camp Lazlo and shit on that. And then...
Camp Lazlo.
Every day that I wasn't there, I would be at this one elementary school in Portsmouth, and there was this one fucking black girl that just sassed me.
Racist.
She was,
you're such a racist, Ben. Why when you describe a woman, you could just say this one girl.
Afro-American?
Leave. You could just say this one girl.
Dude, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. I'm
just saying, P-Town was not the best place for a white boy.
You said, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Basically, I was like, mom, like, this fucking girl's being a cunt. Like, well, obviously not in that sense, but I don't know.
Mom, this black girl's pissing me off.
No, it was just like, I'm getting bullied by this black girl because, like, the fuck.
Yo, chill. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
That was, like, preschool.
You were getting bullied. That's your youngest memory, you
think? Oh, yeah.
Now, Jaren, what about you? The one who asked the question.
Mine is, so I lived in Texas twice, actually. I lived in Texas, and we had this fireplace, right? So, I have my Legos out. I'm playing with my Legos, and you know that, like, that plastic, it's like a, oh.
It's okay, keep going.
Nick just broke his mic.
Oh my god.
It's like it shows you, like, the diagrams of what you can make and different things like that.
Oh, Legos?
Okay,
Legos,
so,
like the blueprint.
So for whatever reason, I think it's a good idea to put that on top of the box and stand on the box, I slide right off it. Bang my head on the fucking fireplace, like on the corner of it. It's a brick fireplace.
Oh my god.
Scar right here.
He goes, which side was it?
Right there.
Oh my god, I see it.
Damn. Yeah, so I have a scar right there.
Yeah, you did.
How old were you?
I don't know, probably like 4.
Damn,
probably,
dude, I want a face scar.
4, and I remember this whole thing happening, and I remember going to the hospital and fucking getting stitches in my head. It was horrible.
That fucking sounds horrible. Jesus Christ. I say Jesus Christ too much. I say goddamn
Jesus
too much,
Christ.
And I say Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Every time I think.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I love you, God! God! Yeah!
I have a question for you guys. Will you let your children smoke weed? Not, okay, so I shouldn't say children. Will you let your kids smoke weed? And at what age, if you want to let them do it, is the right age?
Nick, take it away.
I love this
Nick,
question.
Nick, an avid weed smoker?
Okay. Well,
Nicholas.
My dad...
You sound like an avid weed
My dad said that, like, he would always get mad at me whenever he sees like my eyes red, or he knew that I smoked weed when I was like 15 and 16.
I remember this. But we were very young.
Exactly. Weed. He would always catch me smoking weed, in air quotes, catch me like, you know what I mean? Catch me high. What are you doing? Why are your eyes red? Blah, blah, blah. But he smokes a lot of weed, So I went from, when did I move out of Castleton?
Probably like mid high school. Like, no, not even, probably like,
oh no,
sophomore year of high school.
Sophomore year. Well, whenever we moved out, it was me and Laura Miller. We were sitting in my backyard. We were smoking a blunt, and my dad came back there, and that was the first time he's ever seen me smoke weed. He looked at me, and I like extended my hand like to pass it to him, and he just smiled, and he was like, "I'm good." And I was like, "Oh my God, am I allowed to smoke weed now?" Oh my God.
Well, I remember because when we were young, we'd fucking like skate around the neighborhood. We'd
smoke a little weed.
We'd throw in for a gram.
Yeah, we'd smoke a little weed.
We'd roll up a little blunt.
But yeah, he fucking, ever since then, I've been like allowed to smoke weed, and he would smoke weed with me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But will I let my kid, I'm going to do the same exact thing that he did with me. My kid is not allowed to smoke weed until they're 18. But like, if they're like a fucking full on pothead, like how I was, I'm going to do the same thing how my dad did with me. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
okay.
Let me ease into it. Not let me get in trouble with it. If I'm doing it, if my kid is doing it in the backyard with his friend or whatever, that's cool. But if they're like going out on blunt rounds, like how I like, that's fucked up.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, the blunt round shit.
It's not the way.
Let's go to the park.
Dude, let's go.
Street lights are on.
Let's go fucking blaze, dude.
That's literally all, like.
That's what we did.
We went to the park.
We went to the park.
Let's go sit in the
fucking woods.
We all would go to the woods. Yo, looking back in there, that's such a sketchy thing to do.
We got a sick spot in the woods.
You remember that one time we got that tent and we fucking hotboxed the shit out of it?
Oh my God. And
I've
the
never
next
seen
day,
Alex so high.
No, oh my God, I remember that.
He was like, I see ghosts.
No, that was, yeah, but that was like when we were little kids.
Yeah.
But the next day or a couple, like the next week, we went back out there and to look at the tent, like we never picked up the tent.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was destroyed,
like cut up. It was like cut up.
Really?
Yeah,
it was
fucking
weird as hell.
Someone was out there, like a person was out there.
We could have easily gotten murked out there. Because
went in the fucking tent with a knife.
So for me, I can't say that I will be okay with my kids smoking weed. So like,
what?
Obviously, like if they do smoke, it's going to be
in your house.
Okay, obviously, like, okay, so it's gonna be in my house. They're not gonna be fucking riding around their skateboards doing it in the woods and shit.
Yeah, right.
Like some sketchy
some
type shit.
Fucking
like, who the fuck
delinquent.
Would do that? And it's honestly like, if they're like, okay, so if their grades are shitty, they're not gonna be smoking weed.
Of course,
it's gonna be very regulated. It's gonna be and. Hopefully they just never like walk into it because like
yeah, I hopefully they're not that kid.
Hopefully they never just find their way and like I can't say that I won't let them smoke weed, but I pray to God that they never. Okay, maybe not pray to God, but little dramatic. But
just hope they don't.
Hopefully
go into
they never smoke weed because it is not the ideal thing to do. Although I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it a lot, but I just got into the nursing program, so I can't smoke anymore, sadly.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, like I said, so it's like, if they find their way to it, it's going to be, their grades are going to be good. They are never going to be caught by the cops. If you get caught by the cops, that is the second that you will be stopping, and if not, I'll make your life a living hell. And... yeah, so that's my stance on it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jaren. I've been waiting for this all day. Garrett, no, you go. You better go grab yourself a beer. I have some fucking questions to ask you right now. Garrett Cataldo,
yes,
tell us the story and explain it from the very beginning.
This is the story about how I was accused of rape.
This is the story of how Garrett Cataldo was accused of rape. Yes.
Yes, rape. So, legendary.
Stop it.
How's it sounding over there?
You're good. Give me a good, don't mind them. Fuck them.
Legendary Hugh Hefner, we all remember him, right? A god among men.
Rest in peace.
He died, unfortunately. He's dead now. So we had to obviously throw a Hugh Hefner theme party where, you know, the girls would dress up in like the Play Bunny shit and the boys wore like bathrobes. And,
I remember
like,
that. I remember
cabin,
that.
Cabin houses.
Trying to get to the party, didn't get in.
Well, that sucks. So anyway, we go. I'm there, you know. chilling, getting drunk as shit, as I usually do, having a good time, and then meet up with this girl and everything, and we're talking and everything. We end up making out a bunch, like, in front of everybody. We're making out a ton. Like, just having a good time, like, about a pipe. You know, everybody goes to the fucking party, gets drunk, and they want to, you know, take a bitch home.
Yeah, they do, you know.
One night stand. You know, typical college party, you know.
Watch what you say now here, Garrett. Watch what you say.
I ain't throwing no names out.
Be careful with the words.
So we're making out and everything. So we end up going into this bathroom that's literally in front of the dance floor, okay? So picture this. You got like a living room in your house, okay? Take all the furniture out. Take all the furniture out. And now you're throwing a rager there, right? So we got, I would probably put it around 60, 70 people in this like little den area, backyard, wow, kitchen. It was a pretty big party. We were having a good time.
60, 70 people in a goddamn kitchen?
Like, it's like a den to the kitchen, to the back, like other sitting area. So all like
two
very
steps down and then
And two steps up. Yeah, but it's like all very like, it's like an open laid out house, you know? Like it's a pretty perfect party house, honestly. So boom, this chick is like, come to the bathroom that's in the middle of the dance floor. It's like a half bathroom, you know, that you have something like that, like small. It just has a sink and a fucking toilet. So we're in there, making out, takes off my pants and everything, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
For real?
And all she does, she sucks my dick. That's it. She like, I don't want to have sex, all this stuff. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's fine, I don't care. So she's sucking my dick and everything. Party's over, like we go out there, party ends, and I'm like, you gotta ride home and everything. She gets a ride home. And I was like,
he just got shot.
And I was like,
JR, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
And I was like, she got a ride home and everything. And I went home and slept in Alex's dorm, usually, like, you know, normal shit. And then like 2-3 weeks later or whatever, I get a text from my fraternity president, like the fraternity that I was rushing at the time. And he says, you need to come in early to like chapter, like a weekly meeting called chapter and fraternity, and like talk with the exec about something. And I was like, that's a little weird. Like, I don't think I've done anything like often. Basically, like I go in there early and sit down and they're like, did you rape a girl at the Hugh Hefner party? And I was like, what? Like, I literally laughed and they said, I was like, me? No.
Oh my
like,
God, what? You laughed a
yeah.
Bit?
And like, they were like, well, we got a girl saying you did. Like, she came to us. She's like threatened to file a Title IX, which like is like through the school type shit. And like, I was like, holy shit. Like, what do you mean? She was like, I was like, no, I'll tell you everything that happened. I was like sitting there with like a 45-year-old man telling him that this chick fucking sucked my dick in the bathroom.
You had to explain in full detail.
You had to explain all of that?
And like in
yeah.
full detail.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
And everything. And like, I was like,
shit, fuck.
And I was like,
give her some detail if I had to.
I mean, okay, so the thing is that, say you do rape a girl, you do not go back to your friends and rave about it. So he came back and he was like, bro, this girl sucked my dick for like so long in the bathroom. Like, he told us all about it. So, I wouldn't say that if you raped a girl, you would go back to your friends and be like, yeah.
Again, that's another point that the point I brought up to them is I was like, yo, we were in the bathroom in the middle of the party with, you know, there was a thin piece of door stopping her from yelling. I was like, she didn't bang on the door. She didn't try to get out. She didn't scream and stop the whole party, like, with a bunch of people in there. And they were like, well, we believe you. Like, we want to side with you, but, like, they're going to side with her. Like, if she goes and files the Title IX, like, it's basically done. Like, you're going to get kicked out of school. You're going to get all this shit. You're gonna like have a lawsuit. And I was like, what?
Fuck?
I was like, there's still no proof. Like, it's been 3 weeks. She didn't go get like a. I was like, did she go to the hospital? Did she get like a rape kit to tell like any proof? Shit like that. And they were like, no, she didn't. She just contacted us like a couple days ago and everything. And like, she was like with her sorority and all that, like waiting to talk to us. And I was like, what the fuck? So they basically like, they kicked me out of the fraternity. And then I just waited and I never heard anything back.
You're like going to school and shit like that? Like nothing happened?
Yeah.
You knew shit.
So that was the shortest story ever. That was fucking 6 minutes.
And the girl just
never heard anything back.
Wow, that's fucking awesome.
When I had to do training, like they give us like Title IX training, like before we go to school, like when we're freshmen.
Yeah.
Like we had to watch videos and stuff. And one of the scenarios was like, a guy texting his friend. He's like, "Oh, dude, I saw you left with like McKenna the other night. Like, did you guys hook up?" He's like, "Yeah, it wasn't really good though. You know, she was like asleep, so sex wasn't great." And the guy's like,
"Whoa,
she was asleep." He was like, "Yeah, she was passed out, but yeah, it wasn't really the best." But I was like, "Dude, what?
That's not cool at all." What the fuck?
I was like, that is, I feel like that is just the most completely unrealistic scenario, that a guy's just gonna go around bragging about how he just that fucked a chick that was just asleep. Like, why? That's so weird. Why would you want to tell people that?
So what about Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant raped a chick. Everybody, Kobe Bryant definitely raped a chick.
So he definitely raped a chick, but he got nothing for it because
he's got money to throw around.
That's what I'm saying, though. Is because he's Kobe Bryant, he gets nothing?
Yeah,
he's got money.
He has money to pay for, like, the best lawyers. Lawyers are going to make shit up and as it goes. And as they're lawyers, he's going to believe it either way.
Garrett knows. Lawyers make shit up. It gets you out of some decent shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out.
Yeah, but people always forget that. I'm like, Kobe Bryant, legend. Kobe Bryant raped a chick. Also like Michael Jackson.
But no one really talks about
little boys. But celebrities and shit like that get like brushed under the.
All right, so people talk about that though because I mean Michael Jackson. What is
they
that?
Made a documentary.
The Neverland about. Story.
No. Also, I don't think they would talk about it if he didn't look like a fucking.
Nothing I can do about it now, Nick. Are you doing a podcast? Like, what's happening? Where's my
doing a podcast?